This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the second hour of the show. I'm so excited because it is almost Friday, and also because within the second hour, you and I get to have some conversations, right? I mean, thinking about it, I'm sure we have, you know, all been in a position where we have to come to someone's rescue by borrowing the money, you know? And obviously with the promise of them saying, what about na chomi ke tlo go patela? You know what I mean? Now, today I want us to talk about, you know, the etiquette of returning money, you know? Especially if I'm borrowing you money and I'm using EFT, right? So I'm going to give you an example. So if I borrow you 500 rands, do you... Right? Do you think you should bring it back just as is, as I transferred it to you as 500 rand? Or maybe you need to add something, nyana, boom, 510, boom, 520, 550, you know, to accommodate those bank charges. This is the conversation I want us to have this afternoon, right? Looking at the people that borrow you money, how is it that you bring it back, you know? And the people that actually always borrow people money, how do you want that money back, especially if you borrowed that person through EFT? I need us to have this conversation because these are the chats that we hardly have, especially with the people that, you know, we borrow money to, because we sometimes feel like, you know, they would think for you in terms of the bank charges that come your way, you know? Because if I borrow you 500 rand and the bank charges me 20 bucks, basically when you bring back 500, it means umfile 480. You know, basically. So let's have that chat, man. When someone, you know, returns money they borrowed from you via bank transfer, via EFT, do you think they should return the amount exactly as they borrowed it? Or maybe they should include the banking costs? What is your take on this? Send me a voice note, send me a text, 0798996226, 0798996226. Well, I mean, first of all, it depends who's borrowing it. But I would really appreciate if we start, adding that little bank charge. I mean, my bank charge is not even little. I was showing my producer, Chris Trady, not every single transaction I make, na bank charge, if I transfer, bank charge 50 bucks. You know, and I'm thinking, now what should I do with this? I give you 500 bucks, you bring back 450, or you bring back 500, which means I essentially got back 450 because the bank took my 50 bucks. You know what I mean? So I feel like maybe, let's just think for the next party. I mean, they're rescuing you when you don't have anything. You know, where were you going to get that money? Because the bank itself will not borrow you that money as quick as I borrowed it to you. But yeah, that's a story for another day. But for now, do let me know, man, when someone returns money that they borrowed from you via EFT, do you think they should return the amount exactly as is? Or they should maybe include the bank charges? Let me know.
Yo, King Bash.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I think some of us still struggle with this issue, yezimali, and having to return back the money, especially as you have put it, which the transactions via EFT, definitely there are charges there. And by virtue of my kindness, even if you have borrowed from a loan shark, you are going to return the interest, right? So kindly, let us return the money considering the bank charges. I wanna lose a friendship. Emalin, mazimega nan guysin, mazimega nan, let us be considerate. I mean, let us just show courtesy. I appreciate your assistance, my friend, and thank you. And then, Bona, let me not even kill you on the bank charges. So you've got it sorted. You gave me 500 bucks. Chances I should return it as 580. Somewhere there. Even if it's 6, it's fine. After all, I was desperate and you came to my rescue. Ay, ubuntu shem abuko.
Hey, no. I hear you, my sister. And I agree, man, you know? Hence I'm saying, sometimes, not all the time, there are certain people you're like, It's fine. Marababa ngwe kushora woman. Chela something. Yo, Bash. I can't be borrowing money from you, but at the end, you end up now having to pay for helping me out. I feel like those bank charges should be an obligation. They should be included when I return the money. After all, after being helped, I should show some gratitude or my gratitude by interest nyana. We are one. Ish. But ish people, we are different. Nditaki saying, let's return the money with extra nyana. Big shout out to you, Taki. I hear you, my brother. I hear you. For more, hi, Chris. It's actually charges of money going out and coming back in again. So charges must be included always and all the time. Yo! Okay, I didn't know that one. Serious? That one I didn't know. So basically,
good afternoon, King Bash. I'm a brother Bona. If someone wanted me to say letter, so but was not able to back, I have no problem. Was not able to say I'm calling as you feel like I own. I can't worry about interest. As long as I know about this gold, so I get the wash up. I'm not stressed. I don't interest. I'm not a religion. Nasty this year, the power of Korea, I shall drag a fairly fail. Yeah, kid Donald Judge Malewa, Alagaloga Bluebait. Chap, chap.
Hola, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Keep your voice notes, your messages coming through. Yes. We are speaking about borrowing money, sending money to someone that needs it. You know, when you're rescuing someone and you send the money through EFT, but when that someone returns the money, you know, that they borrowed from you, do you think they should return the amount exactly as is, or they should include the banking costs, right? Message just says, I do borrow people, but then when it comes to friends and family, they will tell you that I can't bring it with something. Or, I'm your friend, please don't charge. And that time you borrowed him or her 1,000 rand and expect to bring it back like that. Nix ya ko kunyana. Ish. And I got more when I show moon around Nicole drinking and what's my king. Hey, move on with the legacy.
Well, King Bash, how's it, my king?
Hola.
King, whenever someone borrows money from me, let me just say, people around me, close to me, I always have five friends on top. Like, for those charges, if there are charges, and I don't expect that five friend back whenever that person is going to pay. You understand? Because I believe people around me, when they need money, they actually need it. For serious things, someone can say borrow me 500. They only find that only need 200. Yeah, one. So I always make a point to add that five friend, so that maskavali charges. Then I tell people that I don't expect. Thank you. Did you worry? I got one of the incident. I borrowed this one 400. Come transfer it. I write to a partner. I remember like a case. But yeah, I did a money market. Imagine that.
You.
My
man. But also, I hear you when you say some people cannot ask for money for serious things. One, Baba, when they take bear very serious, and that would be a serious request at that time to say, Bona, man, I need 500. Bona, come hell or high water, I need this money ASAP. Can take a child to a bev. And if Bona, bev again, too serious. Boban. So yeah, I'm just saying.
Bash.
Hola.
Yeah, and like a logo that I mean, and Lomba Mali.
Sure.
Yes, Mungana. Logo, we at least the bloco. Ongono, we bloco one or bloco two. I can imagine. Why one?
Sure.
Hey, manje, hey, Mamma Sukula Mavila, but the way we see. No commission, how come? Now we cook. How are we? Is that queen? Andrew Majek.
And I always wonder, Andrew, what a matter, how do these people feel, you know? They've borrowed you so much, you've borrowed them so much money. And at the end of the day, they just make it sound like, you know what? You know? I really don't understand people like that. But nonetheless, big shout out to you. Thank you so much for sending through your text, your voice note. Let us wrap up the second hour of the show.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.